Bank of Cardiff, this is Gabe.
Hi, Gabe. I received a letter regarding a business loan, and I wanted to know what are you offering, what do you have, what are the requirements?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a 16-digit reservation code there?
Yes, it's 2311.
Okay.
5001-0012-8311.
All right, let me bring up your file. Are you with H&S Design Corp?
That's correct.
Okay. And who am I speaking with there? I don't have a name on file here.
My name is Mickey Satuda.
I'm sorry, can you spell that for me?
Mickey, N-I-C-K-Y, Satuda, S-C-O-O-D-E-H.
S-C-O-O-D-E-H. Okay, perfect. And is this the office phone you're calling me off of? Is this your cellular?
Office.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, let me just confirm some information here, Nikki, and then we'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. I have a billing address down as 2928 M Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2007?
That's correct.
Okay. And it looks like you guys are incorporated. You guys S-Corp, C-Corp?
C-Corp.
C-Corp. And how long have you been in business there?
In this location, 4 years, but I've been in business since 93, and prior to that, I had I consolidated all in one, so I probably will go from 82.
So 1982? How about, is that when H&S Design Group started?
H&S Design started 1993.
93, perfect. Okay, so are you inquiring about some capital there for the business or equipment? What are you looking at there?
Capital for business.
Okay, Nikki.
Primarily inventory.
Okay, so some capital for inventory. Gotcha.
Yes.
And as far as the ownership breakdown goes, are you 100% owner there?
Yes.
Okay. And did you have a figure in mind, as far as how much you're looking to bring on there?
I buy inventory, and they gave me a better price, and I'll buy it. And last year, I came across a little bit over $75,000 worth of inventory that I got 25% discount on it. And because it was on the fast thing, I went with the American Express of $50,000, and I paid them off in a year. Actually, I have two more months to go from, I think total was with the interest came to like $54,000. And I have, I think, maybe $12,000, $11,000 left that will be paid up by August.
And that's just with the, go ahead, I'm sorry.
But I'm looking for about maybe $100,000, I've seen some stuff that I like to buy.
And so just trying to capitalize on some bulk, some discounts for bulk purchasing, it sounds like?
Exactly.
Okay. What is the, when you're talking inventory, what are we talking about here? What does the business do? You guys, is it clothing there?
Clothing, men and women accessories from Europe, from Italy and France mostly.
Okay, clothing, accessories. From Italy, France.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So let me see what we'd be able to do for you here by asking you a few questions. What did the business do last year in gross annual sales?
About a million.
About a million? Okay. And what do you think you're on track for this year?
Million.
No projections. Okay. And you mentioned you were talking about some what you used to bring on the inventory last time. Is that just like a line of credit there? Is that a personal credit card that you used?
Which one? The American Express?
Yeah, that was just an American Express card, business card.
It was an American Express business card, but they had a business loan that they had, the maximum term on it was 1 year.
Okay.
So I got it, and, as I said, it's almost paid up, but I wanted to go some. I wanted to go more so because if I come across, you know, I have actually two seasons. I like to buy the fall and the winter. So I don't want to go to American Express every time and get one loan and then come back to get another one. They already asked me, I'm approved for another one, but I just don't want to do it for that, and I don't want to do it for a year. I wanted at least to have a 2 years or maybe 2.5 years on it, so it will not be too much, you know.
Right. So they just extended you $50,000 over a year term, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, and is that your only? And what did you say that the current balance was on that?
Said 11,000.
Okay, about 11,000. And is that your only current loan out with the business right now?
I don't have another loan.
Okay. You know, based on your sales there, we typically lend 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. With your sales being at 1 million, we'd be in the ballpark of 100 to 150,000. So we're right around what you're looking for there as far as how much we'd be able to extend to your business.
Okay. And what sort of what is the procedure? What is the time frame? What are you documentation? What do you want? Hold on.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me answer that for you. We're looking at a one-page application, 6 months business bank statements. Look at the first page from your 1120 tax return, and those are the only three items, and we get you an answer in about 1 to 2 days. As far as what we'd be able to do for you. So it's pretty simple process. You know, we work, you know, pretty much as quickly as you can, and we typically get you an answer in 1 to 2 business days. I can, you know, shoot you off an email there with the documents that we'll need there that I kind of just went over.
Okay. Question. What are we talking interest-wise?
Okay.
Term of the loan.
Yeah, how's the personal credit?
My personal credit is good.
Good.
I mean, I had at one point I had a lot. Actually, I just I had a lot of. I put a lot of stuff on my credit card last year. But I did some renovation charge, but it's been paid up. I don't have that much. I have no default. I have no bankruptcy. I have no nothing on my credit report.
Okay. Good. Okay, so we do have to answer your question about the terms. We do have terms up to 3 years. This is unsecured capital. You know, typically first time around, a lot of times we're looking at 18 months to 2 years, you know, to get the relationship started. Not everyone. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
2 years, that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
And as I said, it's not that I did not pay American Express. American Express got paid. As I said, it's got to a point that they've been calling me to give me another credit, but I just don't want to do it for 1 year. Two things with the American Express. One is they delay my Visa MasterCard processing by 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
And it caused a lot of problem with my processing credit card. It's First Data because it goes through American Express box and then gets transferred to my account.
So
at one point, several occasions, I had almost... 4 or 5 days of delay, funds going to my account because of some glitches. So I don't want to go through it again.
And if I get
this loan, let's say I get it by end of the week, I will pay American Express off. I don't want to carry both of them. I will pay them
absolutely
off.
Absolutely, got you.
I have one left.
So you mentioned that they're, you know, delaying the credit. Are they taking a percentage of your credit card sales or something like that? Is that why there's the delay there with First Data as far as processing the orders?
Exactly. They, you know,
so it's like a merchant cash advance almost. They're just taking a...
The interest rate was good. You know, they gave me a very good interest rate. Was like almost, I think, 7% for what they needed. You know, it was just... very simple process, and I needed it because I was back then. I got 25% off on the merchandise that I was buying, so even paying 8% didn't make it. It was still lucrative for me to do it. When I got into it and I realized the headache that has put on my processes and so forth, I just don't want to do it again.
Right, I got you. I completely understand it, and I know, you know, I talk to business owners all day. A lot of them, You know, they just, it's, you know, they don't like people to, you know, taking a percentage of the credit card sales. I know a lot of business. What kind of retrieval rate are we talking about here? What, how much are they holding back?
They usually take, I mean, based on the sales that we had, they took 8% of the credit card sales.
8% of the daily credit card sales. Okay.
And the average, it was $4,500 a month that went out.
$500 a month. Okay, adds up. And that's something you're not looking to do, right? You want more of a. You don't want anything touching the credit cards, right?
Yeah, you know what it is. It's not that they don't. I don't mind for them to touch the credit card. It's just my problem is it goes through the lockbox and it's
right. Yeah, the lockbox. Yeah.
I don't like if it was the next day funding like anything else, and then let's say at the end of the week they take a bunch up. It's fine. But this delay thing, it drives me crazy. You know, it comes to the account one day, then it goes to the account. You know, sometimes it gets 4 days delayed for if I hit the holiday. It's a mess. It's crazy.
Yeah, I completely understand, you know, how you feel about that. You know, I a lot of business owners feel the same with the lockbox set up there and them taking a piece of your sales there. So are you guys like a wholesale distributor? Do you have like a storefront?
We are retail. We are high-end. We are really the high-end designer clothing out of Italy for men and women.
Okay.
And what I see, it gives me an opportunity to do a little bit of a wholesale, which I have clients that is already waiting for me to get to put my hands on it, and they will buy it from me. But, you know, like any retailer, when they buy it from me, they're going to pay me in terms. They're not going to pay me up front. You know, it's going to be 3 months, 6 months that they pay little by little, and pay the inventory up.
So that's got you.
But I'm trying to do a little bit of a wholesale.
Yeah, so you're buying like bulk, like expensive designer brands, right? Like Versace, Louis Vuitton, that kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, I think we've pretty much gone over... everything here. What's a good email for me to shoot that that one-page application off to you out there, Nikki?
Okay. Question: do you run a full credit report on me? How does it work?
Yep. We will run a credit report on you. It's just, you know, something we have to do. There's people we legally can't lend to, you know, due to you know excessive tax liens and judgments. So, We do an Experian pull on your credit.
Okay. Question. Is the loan going to be under my name or it goes under business name?
Very good question. It will not show up on your personal credit report. It will be strictly under the business credit.
That's awesome. That's all I'm looking
for. Yeah, so it's not going to show up you know as a loan on your credit there.
And the other thing, when you see it, you will see I own the building that I'm operating on. It's my building.
Okay. Do you own it outright, or is it mortgaged?
I own it. There is a note with the bank, but the building appraised at right now, I think it's $3.5 million, and my balance on the loan is $980.
Okay. So you got a nice piece of property there. Got some equity. Okay. Very nice. Yeah, so what I'd like to do is shoot you off that application, and then, you know, I'll just bullet point those other two items we discussed that we'll need to proceed with your application.
Question. I don't have a 2015 tax return yet. I have the 2014. Does that make any difference?
We can just roll with the most recent one. If you have 2014, you filed an extension, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Not going to be an issue. If you just have the first page of 2014, we'll be fine there.
Okay.
So that's not going to hold us back. Yeah, any other questions for you?
No, that's it. So going back, what is the interest rate?
Okay, so So you know, you could be paying anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar, a fixed cost rate. Not a compounding annual percentage rate. It's more of a cost of funds to the high end. It's 30 cents on the dollar. And based on your time in business, the business has good revenue and your credit being good, you're going to be at the lower in there as far as payback goes. So those are the three most important factors we're looking at: cash flow, credit, time in business. You know, you've been around for quite some time. We know the business isn't going anywhere, so that's going to help get you a better rate. So,
okay, question: 10 cents per dollar. That's for the term, the course of the loan. Let's say it's 100,000, so it will be 10,000.
Exactly. That would be your payback. Your payment is going to stay the same. It won't fluctuate.
Okay.
Exactly.
And if I pay it, let's say, in 9 months, I want to pay it off. There is no penalty. The interest gets adjusted, and then I pay off.
Correct. And, you know, in fact, a lot of our programs have aggressive repayment discounts for you. So it depends on what we fit you into over here, which program. But, you know, we have programs that you save 5% off the remaining balance, principal and interest. We have programs where you save 25% off just remaining interest. So we have different programs that have, you know, fairly aggressive prepayment discounts.
Okay.
No prepayment penalties to worry about there.
Okay.
I think it's the craziest thing, you know, in finance, when people are charge you if you pay them their money back earlier. I think that it's a little insane, you know. It really is.
But they charge what they charge. It is. It is.
Exactly. But yeah, I would. Any other questions?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Let me give you my email.
Yeah, I'm ready for it when you are.
It's H like Harry, N like Nancy, S like Sam, E Edward, T Tom, O Oscar, D David, E Edward, H Henry at gmail.com.
Alrighty. So I have HNSETOODEH at gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Nikki, I will shoot that email off to you here in the next 15 minutes or so. And yeah, we'll get you an answer in usually 1 to 2 business days after you get back over the documentations. I'll go to work on it when it comes in. All right?
So you just, on the tax return, you just need the first two pages. What do you need?
Just the first page will suffice. We want to see the one with the gross annual sales there on the column. And that's all we need. We don't need the whole thing. And yeah, that's pretty much it. And I'll make note of that in the email as well, so you have it in front of you there. All right?
Great. All right, and put your name and contacts in there. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. You'll have my direct line on there as well. You'll have our fax number. And if you need to reach me, call me with any questions. It'll be on there. All right, Nikki?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got it. Nice speaking with you and learning about the business, and we'll be in touch soon, all right?
Great. Question. Right. So I'm just going to make myself clear in one thing. If I borrow, I'm going to go for either $100,000. So the interest for the course of the loan would be $10,000.
As far as me giving you a specific quote and telling you that's going to be your specific payback, that's not something that I can do. You know, it really depends on what the credit analysts come back with. But that would be like on the... Right.
10 cents to a dollar.
Correct. All right.
Okay. So if it's 100,000...
Are you there? I can't hear you.
No. I'm just doing as a sample. I'm not saying that that's what I get or that's what I don't get.
Right.
I'm saying 10%, 10 cents to a dollar. So if it's 100,000, will be 10,000.
Correct.
Okay. That's all I needed to know. Great.
Okay. Yeah, and again, that would be like, you know, that most ideal situation. It really depends on how everything looks on paper and really what the credit analysts come back with. They're the ones that make the decision. But yeah, I think we definitely have a program let me ask you this. What kind of margins do you have there when you buy in bulk?
My margin usually is 2.2 to 2.5.
Okay.
buy something for $100, it sells for minimum $220 to $250.
Okay, those are good margins.
Yeah.
Very good margins. excuse me. Yeah, so I'll get that email out to you there, Nikki, and definitely feel free to contact me with any other questions you might have, okay?
Great, thank you so much.
Yep, you got it.
One last question. The payment, the paying back, am I paying it weekly? Am I paying it monthly? How am I paying it?
So we have three different programs available. We have daily payments, we have weekly payments, we have monthly payments. So it really, you know, you could fit into either program, you know, based on what you're telling me. I think you can expect, maybe weekly, I would say weekly payments, maybe monthly. A lot of times we can't do monthly for first time customers, but I think weekly, you know, if everything you told me checks out on paper, I think weekly, is something that we might be looking at there.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you very much.
Yep. You got it, Nikki. I'll shoot that email out to you here shortly, okay?
Great.
Take care. We'll talk soon. Bye.